it is available. We are actually attacking, you know, the government position from different areas. If you look at the map of South Sudan, you will find that majority of places now in South Sudan are under the government control. It is the rebel who are trying to expand. So the government is doing it best, and I don't see any reason why it should be, you know, that the government should be punished for failing to honor. When in fact it is the one honoring the May 9 agreement.
The opposition are saying that the government does not want to discuss reforms, federalism and security sector reforms. Is this true? And if it's true, why?
The government does not have to discuss the issue of federalism in Ethiopia. It wasn't the case. You know, the rebellion did not happen simply because there was no federalism in the country. South Sudan enjoyed some form of decentralized system of governance since 2005, and this is what is enshrined in our constitution. If anybody goes by, suggesting any other form of the government, you know, contrary to what is in the constitution, that will require the referendum, and the people of South Sudan are the ones to decide. It cannot be decided by a few people in Addis Ababa. The security sector reform, I think we don't have any problem to go by that if the rebel are willing to get into this, because yet Machar went and mobilized the tribal army, and later on you would be seeing that he wanted his hundreds of thousands of armed civilians, you know, you will be trying to bring them to the army, to the national army, because you wanted at the end of the day to have a lion's share in the national army so that he can terrorize the country, you know, and try to, you know, to force the country to succumb to his will of becoming a president. So it is not the government that has a problem in a security sector reform, it is the rebels themselves.
Now, the issue of inclusivity has been a point of contention, and I'm just wondering, this time round, is the government willing to let all the stakeholders participate in the talks?
The government is actually saying when it comes to the talks and any peaceful settlement, it should be confined to the two warring parties, because it is not any stakeholder in South Sudan that is fighting. But at the later stage, he's taking on the process of forming the transitional government, going for a national dialogue constitutional conference. These are the things that you would want anybody to participate on it. And the national dialogue constitutional conference is what the government actually would allow anybody to participate. But at this level, it should be the government and the rebel who are taking arms that should be the one sitting to discuss.
What is the government going to do now, this time around, different to try and build trust among them and the opposition, since now they are going to work as almost a group?
This is not a government duty, it is a collective duty, including the rebel, because if the rebel has caused havoc and they push the country into political abuses. So it is collectively a responsibility for the two warring parties to ensure that, you know, they close the gap and ensure that the people of South Sudan are reconciled in order to be able to sit in one room. So this is not only government duty.
Is the government serious about signing a peace deal within the 60 days?
Well, the government is serious. And that's why the principal has signed and committed himself to the 9 of May agreement. But within 60 days, there are a number of things that are supposed to happen. That is including, signing permanent ceasefire and going for a kind of comprehensive peace agreement, you know, and then you go to the other state. So within 2 months, I see the government is ready to sign, peace agreement. And the president could not have even signed, he could not have even committed himself if government was not going to be ready to sign the peace agreement.
That's presidential spokesman Ateny Wek Ateny speaking to Lucy Pony via phone line from Juba. We apologize for the poor quality of the line.